Okay, it's 10 past 6 of a Friday. We had a busy old week this week, to be fair. We had some good fun stuff going on. We're going to have a little look back at some of the highlights and lowlights, I suppose, from the week. Lottie Ryan came in to studio today and she said, "Hey, Owen, do you mind if I can be part of the Home Time Hurrah today?" It was like a celebrity Home Time Hurrah, wasn't it, Producer Reg?
It was great. She's a lovely voice.
Although, so I said, "Okay, Lottie, well, if you want to be part of it, you have to sing in time with the music." And she said, "Okay, well, I'm going to do a few practices first because I don't want to mess it up." This is Lottie Ryan practicing Home Time Hurrah. She wasn't very good.
My name is Lottie and I am a 2FM DJ.
Chop the ass off. My name is Lottie, I'm a 2FM DJ. Chop your hand, I mean.
My name is Lottie, I'm a 2FM DJ and I'm really, really happy to be going home from work.
No, don't choke.
My name is Lottie, I am...
Come on, Lottie.
My name is Lottie, I am a 2FM DJ. My name is Lottie, I am...
No, you're an idiot.
I can't do it.
It was harsh calling her an idiot. I apologise. I love Lottie very dearly. Hey, we had Pat Short was in this week. Pat Short's a lovely man, isn't he?
Really nice guy.
The loveliest of lovely men. He has a show in the television box. He's got a music show. He's into his music.
That's right.
That's right. But we said, look, we can't have Pat Short in and not do something with Dunbelievable. So we played the Unbelievable Quiz, and it was very simple. We gave him some wacky facts, some of which were completely gobbledygook and some of which were true, and he had to identify which was which. He didn't do very well. Mr. Pat Short, hello.
Hello yourself, sir.
It's nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Great to be in. Yeah, thanks, Owen. Thanks.
I'd like to do Dunbelievable Quiz, if I may.
Go on.
I have here some interesting facts, some of which are true, strange but true, and some of which are absolute gobbledygook. If you can tell me which are unbelievable and which are true.
Well, when it comes to Dunbelievable, this, yeah. Everything's strange, I can tell you.
Okay, true or false, Pat Short? The person who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into frisbees after he died.
False.
That's true.
It was too bizarre to be untrue.
Is that absolutely outrageous? That is a true thing that happened in real life. The inventor of the frisbee was cremated and made into a frisbee or several frisbees. That's amazing.
Brilliant.
Okay. Number two. Popeye's nephews are Pip-Eye, Peep-Eye, Pup-Eye, and Poop-Eye.
That's false.
That's true.
Ah, no.
I swear to God. That is true.
Peep-Eye, Poop-Eye.
Poop-Eye as well. That's just something
that's
on a weird site somewhere in the dark recesses of the internet. Goldfish are actually carnivorous. They just have no teeth.
That's true.
That's false. Ah, you made that up. God. You are rubbish in this, Pat Short.
They just, suck things as well. Suck these. Yeah.
7% of all ice creams are actually made of crushed insects that die in factories.
False.
That is correct. It is false. Yeah. You made that up. That's the first one. Okay, you've got 1 out of 4 so far. I feel if you don't get the next one right.
Go on.
The next one is for pride. You're playing for pride.
Oh, am I? You never told me this at the start. I would have answered differently. I would have had that £100 on the horse instead of the £1. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. This one's pretty easy. Cheerophobia is the fear of having fun.
Silence is everything. Cheerophobia.
Did we make that up? Is that nonsense? Or is it in fact so simple?
It's nonsense. Cheerophobia. Go out of that with your cheerophobia.
Cheerophobia is the fear of having fun.
Ah, you're stuck.
Pat Short, you suck at the Unbelievable Quiz.
And I'm going to have cheerophobia now for the rest of the night as a result.
He was my favourite guest of the week. I love Pat Short.
He was great.
We also had the very lovely Rosanna Davison in. She was talking about her brand new book, Eat Yourself Beautiful. It's not brand new, but it's relatively new. I stuck Rosanna Davison into Google today.
Oh, God.
And I click on the news tab, and that always, you know, just to see what Anton I've missed or whatever.
Yeah.
And Linford Christie's daughter had a little random pop. Did you see that? She was like, I'm models and me, I'm Rosanna Davison.
Linford Christie's daughter.
Yeah, she's a model apparently, and she said, "I don't know, Rosanna. Did you like piss
no,
in her complex one
know
time or something?"
About this at all, I'm afraid.
No, she just says, "Well, I mean, Rosanna."
Well, I don't know. I'm.
She was doing it. It was like a critique of, you know, that. And to be fair, you haven't done that in so long. Like Irish models, the Grafton Street type modeling.
Oh yeah.
Which is a long time ago. Seems
do you know
like that,
what? I've
it?
Never done a bikini on Grafton Street. So there you go. I've probably held inflatable mobile phones, bananas, you know, worn every, you know, costume going.
What's your least favourite one of all the ones you've done throughout the years where you kind of go, oh dear, I wish?
I wouldn't say I've a least favourite, but maybe one of the most bizarre ones was in a well-known pub around the corner from the Dáil. And I was dressed up as an Arabian princess.
Okay.
And out from a van emerged a baby camel, and I had to lead the camel into the pub, into the middle of the pub where we did the photo shoot. And it was just bizarre.
And was the pub open to the public?
It was just a bit different. Yeah, well, it was during the day, so I suppose there were people having their pints there up at the bar. And yeah, I just thought, okay, this is my life now.
There you go. Hey, Reg, come back in the room. Hey, the
Here.
Clip's over.
Yeah, back.
Reg, look at the news. We had, because you know the way your nickname is Booby Looby? For better
yes,
or for worse,
for
it is.
For better
right?
or for worse.
John, what's John Kenny's?
John Kenny, sports
John.
Commentator, yeah.
I think Booby Looby and John Pecker could be like the
oh,
best.
Lord.
You could be like an RTE
oh,
power couple.
Great, lovely.
Why am I saying this? Because John
be
was on sports during the week and he revealed some personal information.
I'm John Kenny, that's RTE Sport on 2FM.
John, I really like that little flourish you do at the end of the 2FM.
Well, that's very kind of you. Yeah. I just like to keep the pecker up.
Never gets
Sports
old.
John likes to keep the pecker up, so he does. And finally, we tried to change the... Because who can take Storm Barney seriously as a name? It's a terrible name for a storm that's, you know, that caused a lot of inconvenience and wreaked a lot of havoc. Isn't it a terrible name?
I didn't like it.
So we tried to get it changed to Storm Booby Looby, which to be fair, which is not much better. But we were shut down full on by the Met Service.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family.
Oh, that's not got the thingy on it.
Well, I know what it says.
It's supposed to say, storms are serious business, we don't mess around with them.
Bing! That's it.
They well shut done. Us down. And then finally, we had Imagine Dragons on the show. If anybody was in the Three Arena on Imagine Dragons 2 nights ago, you will know it was a very special show. It was fantastic. We had Dan from the band on the show, and he invited us up on stage. The very fabulous, very mercurial and splendid Imagine Dragons lead singer Dan the Man joins me now live. Hello, sir.
Mercurial. Wow. That's some serious word usage.
Thank you. I just say, you know, the nice lead singer from Imagine Dragons.
No, I like Mercurial. I don't even know what that means, honestly. But I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to tweet you right now. Can we tweet the proper dictionary definition of Mercurial to Dan? You can check
Please
it now.
Please do. Yes, yeah. I need it.
Well, I tell you what. Myself and JJ, who works on the show, we're going to go to the show tonight. We're going to print out a sign that just says Knackered. And if you
Knackered.
See us in the crowd, give us a little wave.
All right, I will. I really will. If I see that, I will bring you up on stage.
Okay. Oh, JJ, that is a challenge. We're going to print out a Knackered sign. And if you see it and don't bring us up on stage, it'll be a diplomatic Later. Incident.
All right, okay.
And guess what? We went, we had the sign, we waved it around, and they saw us on the last song. He waved at us. He gave us the heart symbol with his thumbs and fingers together, but it was too late. We didn't make it up on stage. Isn't that very sad? Sure, look it. It was a grand old week.
Great week. Great week.
This is a special Friday night edition of Imagine Dragons on 2FM.